You can never be sure just where you're going, and memory is a fleeting thing. But you can always know exactly where you are. Shady Pines Radio. You've always been invited, and now you're here.
Welcome to the fun show.
I'm Kelly Cree.
I'm Jessica Mullen.
And I am...
Ready for your hour of fun?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to say that because the sun is shining right in my eyes and I'm dying. And this is your hour of fun.
Now, you must die to live. If you ever feel like life is too hard, you must die.
Okay.
To live. And that means to kill your thoughts. So I didn't bring anything to talk about today. I feel like I have nothing to talk about, but I know you have something to talk about.
You didn't bring a single topic.
I brought some fluff that I'll get to if we get a chance. But
is it peanut butter fluff? Because I love peanut butter fluff.
No, never. But I know all week you've been saying that you have something very important to talk to me about.
I didn't say, never did I use the word important.
Very excited you were to talk about it.
Well, since last week I'd been telling you I had a lot to talk to you about.
I'm ready. This is it.
Well, I don't know. It's really hard to focus with the fucking sun in my eyes. I don't think you understand.
What's to look at?
It doesn't matter. I'm sitting here with the sun in my eyes. It's very uncomfortable.
Okay. Go to break. Here, lean on me.
Three easy segments of 2 minutes.
Here, maybe if we move. Never mind.
Okay. Anyway, so, well, what I've been, what, well, the first thing I wanted to bring up was, like, how the fun show is always causing me to reflect on my life. And I really, especially like the things that I talk about on here. So it's like, it doesn't even matter what we talk about. It always helps me gain perspective, which of course goes back to your master's thesis.
Life streaming as a life design methodology.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, I just can't believe you brought nothing and you're just going to make me carry the whole show.
I'm not making you carry anything, but I am mesmerized by these rainbows on your face.
So I'm glad someone's getting joy from my pain.
A lot of joy. It's so beautiful. I should video it, tape it.
Anyway, so... I was thinking about what I talked about last week. One thing that I said specifically about saying that I never wanted to talk about the Beyond Manifestation Journal again. And I mean, I realize, of course, I was just kind of like in burnout mode on it at the time. And of course, I still want to talk about it. But I came to the realization / memory that part of the whole function of the fun show is for us to elaborate on our exercises discuss them more.
See, I brought the journal. I brought 31 different topics.
I knew you would.
Yes. Yes.
And like, especially for... You know, people that, I mean, it will help everyone to talk about the topics, but the people that do the journal or especially our magical library subscribers, you know, will benefit from the deeper discussions of the exercises.
Hell yeah. That's what you've been waiting to tell me?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Would you like to talk about one of the exercises?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the one that you used and it worked.
Oh, sure. I came fully prepared. I just kept saying to myself, just feel enthusiastic and then you'll find something to talk about.
It's the fun show. It's going to be fun no matter what.
And here we are having fun. So the first exercise that... So when I was proofreading it, last couple days ago, Sunday, I filled out every exercise so that I could test it and make sure that they all worked. And I did one called Gratitude in Advance, which is part of week 4, which is a chapter about becoming what you want to be. I really like your look.
They can't see my look.
She's got a handkerchief on her face. Okay, so I did this gratitude in advance exercise. Do you want me to read the whole thing?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think we can just you can just say what it's about.
Well, it's about how what prayer really is saying thank you for receiving the thing that you don't necessarily see in physical reality yet, because you trust and know that God will always provide your every desire.
So even not even provide, but that when it's desired, once it's desired, it's made.
It's created, right? So anytime you have a desire, you can just trust that it's already made. And if you can feel the feeling of already having it, you'll be able to see it. Does that sound right?
Yeah. So, does that sound right? Did you not co-write this book?
You know, one of my personalities did co-write this book, but I have this condition called fungus brain.
Oh my God. Do not try to blame it on them.
Oh, okay. So the concept of the exercise is you're sitting at a bus stop, and like when you're waiting for a bus to come, you know that it's going to come. You're guaranteed the bus is going to come. And so you just sit there and wait for it. And so the visual on this exercise is a bus stop, and you write in what your desire is in the next arrival, and then you give it a time frame of when you expect it to come. Something that's not going to take years, or something believable. And so I wrote in my next arrivals a large wholesale order of Beyond Manifestation journals. And I said, it will arrive by 11/4/20 at noon, 48 hours. And I never thought of it again. And then 24 hours after I wrote this, we got a large wholesale order for BMJs. What do you think about that?
Do you want to stop this so that you can recover from your shroom brain or whatever?
You think I've not even... Was that not good?
I don't know. I mean... Are you here with us?
I'm really trying to
You're
be.
Here?
I'm really trying to
Are
be.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here.
You're here. You're on the podcast.
Recover
You're
from
fully.
Your, recover
You're
from
fully.
Your shroom brain.
Invested in this.
I
you're
really
focused
am.
You're focused on what you're saying.
I really am.
Okay.
Okay. Your turn to talk. I'll get into the flow. Don't worry.
Well, one thing I wanted to say about the concept is... I have these postcards on my desk, and they're these quotes from this contestant that was on Project Runway named Milana Snow, and she's a friend of Abraham. She's a law of attraction enthusiast, and she wrote this blog post like a few years ago about basically how she used the law of attraction to win Project Runway. She was one of the models on there. I don't know if I already said that, but I all the headlines from her blog post I made into these flashcards. And one of the quotes says that gratitude is the ultimate sign of faith, and faith is all you need to make your dreams come true, or something like that. But to me, the most important aspect of that is gratitude is the most... authentic expression of faith or whatever. Like, when you're grateful because you know it's on its way, and then it can't not, like, the molecules can't not assemble according to your expectation.
Right. The thing that I think is the most fun about this is the time frame and getting to... It just makes it so much fun, more fun. I'm so glad we included the time for the delivery.
Yes, and that was inspired, by Neville Goddard.
Feeling is the secret.
Okay, your turn to bring up a topic.
This is easy. This is so fun and easy.
But, I mean...
What?
Like... Rather than trying to blast through, like, a bunch of different exercises, maybe we could, like, expand on one more.
The one we were just talking about? This has been our pre-show preparation.
Exactly. It's like she keeps looking to me to have all the answers and to...
Well, first of all, you're the oracle. And I am the student. We both take sips of our pops.
There's that dead air.
I am saying yes to what is. I just recorded 2 meditation videos because I'm running low on them. And one of them was about saying yes to what is and being enthusiastic. And I'm just going to keep going with that feeling.
Okay. Do you think you could maybe speak up for the listeners a little?
Yes. Did you see... Do you see that wave?
That reminds me of another topic I brought, which is something we said we should have brought up about how to have a long marriage. And it's to have a scapegoat, an imaginary friend scapegoat. And in our house, it's this woman named Plague. And she's a dumb bitch, and she always does the dumbest shit. And if something happens and there's no one to blame it on, or like if, for example, if the bottom of the plates are dirty and no one knows whose fault it is, or maybe we do know whose fault it is, but we don't want to place blame, we just blame it on Plague and move on.
It works really well. Like when someone doesn't flush the toilet, it's fucking Plague. It's obvious. Plague is so nasty.
Like, any, like, of the dumbest shit you could imagine, it's her.
Leaving a mess.
Leaving a dish in the sink overnight.
Leaving 300 socks at the bottom of the bed.
Oh, my God. Not sure if that was Plague or not.
So, last night, non sequitur, but last night when I was sleeping, I woke up at about 5 in the morning. I woke up because my hand was ripping the tape off my mouth.
Do they know why you had tape on your mouth?
Well, I talked about it before, but... ever since I read the book Breath by James Nestor, I've been taping my mouth shut at night while I sleep so that I can breathe through my nose and have the ideal pressure, temperature... carbon dioxide content in my blood, and it's been going pretty well. Most of the time I sleep through the night with it on, but the past couple nights, one night I woke up and the tape was on the floor. I don't know how it got there. And then last night I woke, my hand woke me up, ripping it off my face. Isn't that weird?
Cool.
I know. Today we went to the grocery store.
Oh my God. Okay, if you're gonna do that, then stop this and come up with something real to talk about.
Well, I did want to ask you about, it's kind of like a future question, but I was wondering if you wanted to talk about dreaming big for School of Life Design, or like vision for the future of it.
Well, was there something you wanted to bring up?
Well, I wanted to know what you thought about, like, making goals or, like, in 10 years, where do you see yourself? And not that you have to answer that, but is that a useful question?
No, I don't think so, because... I mean, you know how I feel about that. As long as you have goals, you'll be miserable. Because what are you doing? You're projecting yourself out of the now, and you're postponing your enjoyment of life. Like, in 10 years, I hope to be the exact same, which is enjoying and loving every single day of my life. Like, I want to wake up in the morning. I love every moment of my life. And so, like, why would I need anything to change?
What about when I don't have anything to say on the fun show? Do you like that?
That's inconsequential. Like, I wouldn't have to set a goal to be like, my goal is for my wife to... I won't even finish that. Yeah, I know that you're smart. You're a smart little lady. You're going to learn from experience.
I've only been podcasting for 10 years. I don't know if I'm ever going to get better.
Well, at least you're not monotone anymore.
I used to be monotone?
Yeah, like 5 minutes ago.
Oh. Whoa, I'm so glad I recovered from that.
I don't think you're allowed to record your videos right before this ever again.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, it's too different. Like, sometimes I notice that you go into, like, your video mode when you're on this, and okay. It just doesn't work. Like, you use this, like, monotone speech pattern.
Okay.
And, like...
What do you like about me? I got a horoscope that said that I was going to be really sensitive to criticism from my partner. because it's my fault.
What is?
That I am sensitive to criticism.
Well, I mean, I guess, did that come off as criticizing?
Yes, it did. You're not allowed to do this anymore because you sound bad.
I didn't say you sounded bad. I just said that that tone and that voice, to me, it's not appropriate for this medium.
And I was doing that tone?
Yeah. And did I ever say it was bad? I thought I just said it didn't work.
Well.
And it's like you have this, it's like the meditation is supposed to be calming, whereas I don't think people are necessarily listening to this to, like, go to sleep.
Or... Welcome to the fun show. Today we're talking about gratitude in advance.
Yes, nailing it. Nailing the self-impression.
Well, I was feeling a little, like, sometimes when I'm asked to tell a story, it's really, I have this limiting belief that I'm a bad storyteller.
It's not true.
When have I ever told a good story?
When you're not too self-aware about it, or you're not, you know, like, you're just in the moment telling it, not, like, aware of yourself telling it or something like that.
I am very self-conscious, like, of my storytelling.
It's like you start trying to, like, listen to yourself tell it or something rather than just, like, let it flow out or something. It's like you're trying to edit and write at the same time.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, just let your stories be rough drafts. Because if you're like me, then you tell the same stories over and over, and then every time it can just get better.
Oh, okay. What's a story I can tell over and over?
So many different ones.
Okay, I'm in, it's not the recording the meditation video.
Oh.
That puts me in, it was just being put on the having to tell that story. It's like, if you want me to tell a story, you're thinking of different things about the story than I am.
Okay.
To emphasize. So, is there, like, another way that you would have told that story about the wholesale order?
Not necessarily. I mean, just like you said, like, you say you feel on the spot when you tell a story, and then it's like... I don't know how to explain it, but anyway, we don't have to talk about it right now.
Well, I'm really want to get better at speaking in the flow, especially, and I want to be able to just, like, come to the fun show and not, but I guess you have to write down a few notes. I was going to say come without any preparation. That's my ideal.
I understand that desire, But I guess just from experience, I feel like it's easier when there's topics because then we're not just like meandering all over the place, grasping at anything, trying to turn it into a topic. Like
your vision for School of Life Design in 10 years, where do you see yourself?
Like, I don't even know if we'll keep doing the School of Life Design. Like, it's not, which did come back to, like, I know last week I was talking about sales and stuff, and again, like, I reflected on that a lot, and I was glad that we had that conversation because it did give me a lot of perspective to ask myself, you know, like, I thought about what you said a lot about the 10,000 sales, and yeah, I started to have more and more access and, like, be like, yeah, that's totally believable, and then just really realizing, like, it's never been about, like, numbers of sales. And that makes sense, like, why I wouldn't have a clear cut, like, I want it to be this many X amount of books sold when we release it, because it's, like, that's, like, the least thing I care about, you know? And, like, I even from a business standpoint, like, I would care more about subscribers to the Magical Library than mm-hmm. sales. And, like, I care more about sustainable passive income than I do one wave of sales. Mm-hmm. And, like, as far as goals for the future, like, I just want to have enough to live. And I know that I always will because life always provides. And, like, I don't have, you know, any doubts about that.
Right.
And so I don't really feel the need to be like, I need to be at X, you know, like, I need to be living in Oregon, and I need to be growing weed and shrooms, and I need to be able to afford X for rent. And it's like, even if I know for a fact, even if I had all of those things, that wouldn't be it. So why can't I just, I'll just decide to be already there.
Right. True. Well, we do need to be in Oregon since they just
left. Yes.
True. So. That my happiness is dependent on moving to Oregon.
Which, sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
It goes back to another one of our exercises called Don't Look, which relates to the Schrodinger's cat thought exercise, which has to do with, you know, trusting the universe to do your bidding for you and not looking at it like a quantum computer. You can't look at the problems that it's trying to solve, because then you force it to choose a solution between one and zero. And within the quantum computing environment, there's more possibilities that your perception can't make happen by its observation.
It doesn't. It's not even in your realm of imagination.
Right. And so the same is true with any quantum mechanics problem. So the idea is that, you know, if you want the universe to solve what's going on, then don't keep trying to look for what it's doing, or and let it come up with a solution that's outside the realm of your own imagination. And so anyway, you write down on this cat's pillow what the cat is going to do for you. And we wrote down, find a next place to live. And then last night was election night, and Oregon decriminalized.
I don't know how exactly they worded it, but they decriminalized all small amounts of drugs. And I think they legalized shrooms or psilocybin. Mm. I think. And so that was like a good indicator that, like, if we had to choose right now, Oregon might be the place.
Yeah, or Colorado.
But we don't have to be, like, we're not moving for a couple years, so we're not going to be sitting here Googling it. Well, Kelly's going to be on Zillow, but she does that for fun. She's not looking at the magic.
And it's like, I just don't care because, I don't know. It doesn't matter. I know I've lived in enough places to know that it's not going to matter, because once I get there, I'm going to find other things that I want.
Right. Right. Like, nice stainless steel appliances.
Oh, we're going to have that at our next place. But, like, that's not going to solve my life and you know, make me feel complete.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's that, how, like, we do have a few things that we want, like a nicer place, a minivan. And I can feel once I start even thinking about those things, like, it's a treadmill. It's never ending. The right. hedonistic treadmill.
Yep.
That you'll never get enough. After we get the minivan, we're going to need TVs in the minivan or
something. We're going to need, like, a trailer to pull behind it, and then we're going to need an ATV.
And then we're going to get really into off-roading.
Then we're going to need our jet skis.
Right. And the list will never end. So it's not that I feel like I need to visualize for the school or anything. I just thought it might be fun, like, is there anything for the school that would be fun? Like, it used to be speaking appearances or workshops, or which I know we don't want to do.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's 221 magical subscribers.
Right. That always makes me think, like, when we lived in Austin and we were walking around all the time explaining law of attraction to each other, or you were explaining it to me, and I remember thinking, like, that it didn't matter what would... I totally lost my train of thought. This is so embarrassing.
Walking around Austin.
I just have this, like, flash of walking on this bridge in Austin and just knowing that this... that whatever it is that we think we want to do next for our business, like, we're only going to be having as much fun as we are walking on this bridge. That's what it was. Like, we're always just going to want to walk around a city. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not going to... It doesn't matter what stuff we have, how many sales we have. Like, we don't even want to do a lot of work.
That's so true.
We don't even care about being, like, that prolific or anything. It's not like the work or the creating is that essential. We're not, like, workaholics, is what I'm saying. We just want to be walking around in the sunshine in a city, like, yes. Going to Whole Foods. That's my... And ever since this one day in Austin, I knew that that was all that I cared about in life, was just being able to walk around with you.
Yeah.
In the sun. Yeah. Or the rain. But as long as we're going to Whole Foods.
True.
And I guess, yeah, that's been my definition of happiness ever since that day, is getting to walk around with the wife.
Same.
Getting to talk to you. Getting you to explain things to me. Getting to interrogate you.
Oh, yeah. My favorite. Well, you want to take a segment of refreshment?
Yes, I do. Let me pull it together.
Digging up the weirdest, deepest cuts and the smoothest jams.
Why would you do that?
Because it rocks.
It totally rocks. Hey, we're playing a lot of weird music from the 60s and beyond every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on Shady Pines Radio.
Shady Pines Radio Sands.
This is the fun show.
Welcome back. She had to... She said she had to record my apology.
She came back and asked if she hurt my feelings, and I said a little, but I don't think they're even that hurt, because I know I fucked up.
Well, I'm still sorry I hurt your feelings.
It's okay. Thanks for the apology.
You're welcome.
I know that that story was pretty bad. But
I was wondering... Oh, go ahead.
I just am really working, like, I'm working on seeing, like, we preach presence, mm-hmm. right, is the key, and seeing things as already perfect, and I just am trying to embrace and accept it all, and also, like, I feel like every time I try to come up with something to say for the fun show, I hear the words to a Depeche Mode song in my head that goes... Words are very unnecessary. They can only do harm. And so I really want to not force it and just let it flow. And I think that part of my fuck up was part of getting in the flow.
Right on. That makes sense. I'm definitely open to that. I think yeah, like, it would be a fun experiment, definitely. And I guess only fear would make me, like, feel like I need to bring topics just because of, like, the fear of not having anything and it being pointless, which I know we already said the point was that it's pointless. So.
It is pointless, yeah. Yeah, and I know the difference between when I have a list of things to talk about and or I'm, like, forcing myself to tell a story
right.
versus actually listening to a conversation with you.
Right.
And I was not in a conversation with you
right.
earlier. I was feeling pressured and on the spot to perform.
Okay.
And in my videos, I am performing, of course, but
yes.
I am never planning what I say.
Right.
And I am always, I never run out of things to say.
True.
I guess that's what hurt my feelings, is that
what?
You said I wasn't allowed to record my videos before the fun show.
Well,
not that it hurt my feelings.
It's not up to me
it didn't
to say
hurt my
what
feelings.
You're allowed to do.
It pissed me off.
Oh, damn. Trying to tell you what you were allowed to do.
I'm going to make it a point now to record my videos before the fun show.
Okay, well, you're right. If it doesn't affect it, then it doesn't affect it.
As if I'm getting drunk before.
You had to get back at me by not filling up the water. Anyway, well, I don't know if we have moved on from this topic, but I was wondering if you cared to unpack at all your limiting belief that you're a bad storyteller.
I'd love to. Well, it all stems back to my childhood.
Mm-hmm. I had an inkling.
And, like, my dad's a really good storyteller, great storyteller, great joke teller. And
that's,
and you know, you're a lot
in
like
the
my
beholder.
Dad. And you would say the same
beholder.
You would say that if you and my dad were swapped positions, you would both say the same thing about each other. But anyway,
I don't know if he's ever, whatever. he's probably never heard me tell a story.
My dad is a good storyteller and a good joke teller. And my mother, on the other hand, has suffered through this, like, being, it's like the same, like, put being put on the spot. Like, I have her storytelling problem. Which is, like, just, like, an extreme self-consciousness.
Right, which is not a you problem. It was something that was put on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, like, I'm arguing for my limitations here. I remember I used to think I wasn't funny, and then one day I decided that I was funny, and now I do think I'm funny.
Yeah.
I think I have great jokes.
You do.
But they're always in the flow, and I never, like, come up with them. Like, my funniest jokes are things I don't think, that I don't even know are funny until I hear them, and then I laugh, you know? So I would love to have that level of unselfconsciousness and storytelling where I just am so present and not thinking about how I'm being perceived that by the end of the story, I'm like, whoa, that's a good story.
Right.
Which I can do in writing easily, tell a good story.
I mean, and it would make sense because he's constantly scrutinizing everything you do. So, of course, you would feel...
Right, self-conscious, like editing as I speak, for sure, because I'm always trying to, be careful about every single word that I say so that no one can hurt me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, I don't want to go too far. I mean...
Well, again, this is not about my parents. This is about, well, maybe the pivot thought exercise would be useful in the storytelling. Like, I need to just
right.
decide I'm a good storyteller, and then I need to take every opportunity to practice. Like, when we're having conversations with friends, I always defer to you to tell the story because you are funnier in your storytelling. And I just... The whole time I tell the story, I think about what the person's thinking. Or it's like
right.
I change what I say based on what I'm perceiving their reaction to be.
Uh-huh.
And I am not sure how to get that level of not caring about what people think to tell us. Like, I constantly am editing for whoever I'm telling the story to so that I don't
Do you, when I'm telling a story, are you like, ooh, shouldn't have said that, or whatever?
To our friends?
Yeah.
Extremely rarely.
So, like, if you don't care anything about the way I tell it, why would it matter anything the way you told it?
I don't know. And this actually gets back to this other topic I wanted to bring up, which was, I feel like I'm slipping on my not shit talking because I feel like we get so bored in pandemic, I feel like I've regressed in some of my speaking by like talking shit about other people or gossiping, I guess, just because there's nothing else to talk about. Do you know what I mean?
I hear you, but I do question why you would bring voice to that rather than just change it.
I guess because since you're the only person I talk to, that I need, it helps me to like preface my behavior by saying, I'm going to try to not talk shit.
Okay.
And so you know. Because sometimes if you, not to say anything about what you're talking about or anything, but I have been, what's the word? Not criticized, but called out in the past for not responding to things. So I, like, if I'm trying not to talk shit, is just not responding a good move, you know?
Fine by me.
Cool. I feel like I went unconscious in my caring about other people's business.
Okay.
Do you know what I like, caring about what the neighbors are doing or just looking for entertainment?
I'm not really sure what to say here, I guess.
Like, I want to be entertained, and I love the neighbors for their entertainment value.
What is the core concept of this conversation?
The core concept is I just want to speak with love.
And again, like, I don't understand why it's like you're coming to me to ask for permission or something to do it rather than just do it. Change the behavior rather than coming to the fun show and saying you want to change it.
That's totally fair. I'm just trying to come up with topics here. And come up. Well, because as I'm trying to think of things to talk about, I run through, like, what's been on my mind, and it's like gossip about other people, which doesn't the political climate doesn't help.
Well, okay, here's a question for you. What would you like to replace it with?
Silence.
Okay, so what has stopped you?
I'm recording the fun show, which is talking. I'm not asking for permission or anything. I just am vocalizing an intention.
Okay.
I'm vocalizing my intention to speak with love. And I just slipped.
And I hear you, and I hear you, and I'm just not sure it's, like, necessarily it's an intention, not a conversation topic, I guess.
Okay. Well, do you have any intentions?
No, I mean, I didn't come prepared with any, so I'm not going to just sit here and think about it
okay,
on air.
I'll tell a joke.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Here's a funny joke that it is criticizing someone else, but it's too funny not to say it. The thing that I laughed hardest about recently was when we were looking at Zillow with our friend, and someone in their house had this weird light fixture that was a light fixture that was supposed to be in a hole in the ceiling. It was supposed to be recessed lighting, but it was like the can and the light was just put on the ceiling. I just thought that was the funniest thing.
Oh, wow. We need sound effects. We need crickets to put on the track. This is what she thinks is funny.
That's the funniest joke I got. Make like you found a light fixture on Zillow.
Pandemic shrugs.
Oh, man. Okay, well, back to my storytelling. Have you ever heard me tell a story well?
I'm sure. But yes, you do. What it's like when you have an awareness of being on the spot or whatever, you act the same way you act around your dad, which is that you're putting on a show or something, kind of.
Oh, I act like that around him?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's like, even when you talk to him on the phone, it's like, you're always like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you're putting on a show. Like, you're telling, it's not your real voice or, like, the way that you really act.
True. I 100% agree.
And it's like, you're always trying to, I don't know, you're, like, putting on this act for him.
What is the act?
Trying to maybe tell things through a lens that he would want to hear them, or trying to please him or say things that he would want to hear.
Check, check, and check. Absolutely.
Just that you're, like, on the spot and you, like, have to impress. Like, it's like you're always feeling like you have to impress or...
Yes.
I don't know. I wasn't really prepared for this, but if I thought about it more, I could articulate it better.
You weren't prepared to give your wife a critique on her behavior in front of her father.
Well, then earlier you said you felt criticized, so I don't really want to.
Well, that was... Whatever, that was different. I'm asking for the criticism this time. That's the difference. It's like when we're working out and someone wants to tell you about your form. No one has any business telling you about your form unless you ask, right?
All I did was ask. But we won't even get into that.
I'm just asking, is that how you want to be treated?
Criticized without being... You asked me about the fucking whatever we were talking about before, the monotone. You asked about it.
Okay, you're right. Anyway. I love criticism. I'm open to criticism, but I do have to be ready to receive the criticism.
Plus, you said it wasn't even about that. You said you were pissed because I tried to tell you what to do about your videos.
Well... I guess what it really brings up is that I feel like, there's a part of you that hates my videos.
There's absolutely no part of me that hates your videos at all, so that's a you problem.
Yeah, totally.
I have never felt anything but love for you and your videos,
then
so
I guess
don't
it's me.
Try to put that on me.
So there's a part of me that hates my videos.
I'm sure.
Excuse me.
Well, anything that's like you, not that you have to do it, but you know?
Yeah, that I have decided to make this who I am and what I do.
Right. And so I'm sure there are some times when you don't want to do it, but you have to keep up your schedule because you want to keep your views up. You want to keep your subs up. You don't want it to dip. And so, yeah, in that way, it is resembling a job.
I guess I only hate it in the same way I hate working out, because I've never regretted recording a video. I mean, I absolutely right. love them every
right.
time.
Obviously.
I think it's just, like, any time that I dip into a lower emotion, that I start feeling that criticism towards someone who could be happier than me, even if that someone is my former self.
Wait, what?
Like, sometimes if I'm transcribing my video when I'm not in a great mood, I look at myself like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh,
is this chick for
God.
Real?
It's not even you. Who knows who the fuck it is? It's not you.
Well, I'm really good at storytelling, so...
That's true.
And my storytelling is really funny, but...
Yes, it's true. Hilarious.
I would love to not be a people pleaser, and that's what it is, trying to please the person I'm telling the story to.
Right.
Whereas, like, I can tell you a good story because I'm never trying to please you.
Right.
I mean, like,
you wouldn't care what I thought about the how you were. You would just tell me because
I would, like, just tell you, yeah. Right. I would never be wondering what you think about me.
Right.
I know what you think about me.
That I love you.
And that you think I'm perfect.
Yeah.
So
and
I can,
hilarious.
And I can do no wrong. So I never doubt my storytelling to you. And I could doubt. I tell my best jokes to you, my best stories to you. So maybe we just need to talk and ignore the mic.
Right. We have always come to that conclusion, haven't we?
Every couple years, like clockwork. Okay. Well, let me tell you a story.
Okay. What is it about?
This is a story from my childhood.
Okay.
And I'm just winging this. I'm just speaking with my left hand, my non-dominant voice.
Yes, I love this. I love this.
So one time I was in second grade, and I've told you this story before.
Okay. Uh-oh.
And, like, I think of myself as a smart person, but lately I've been feeling like I'm a little dumbed down.
Wow.
Because I've been lazy in my thinking.
Okay.
But this just reminded me of in second grade, and the teacher, I'm starting to think, okay, I'm just telling you the story so I can notice when I start to people please.
Okay.
Or start to try to listen to what the listener is listening to. Okay, so we're sitting in a circle, and we're reading from a book. And she calls on me to read. And she says, Jessica, can you read from the second paragraph? And I don't know what a paragraph is.
Aww. Aww.
And so I'm like looking all around the page, like at any possible mark that could indicate what a paragraph is. Like
Aww.
The page numbers or like punctuation. I don't have a clue what a paragraph is.
Aww.
And I never admitted that I didn't know, but I must have, like, gone home and asked what a paragraph was or
what?
Something.
What did you...
I just kept picking different sentences until she told me the beginning of the sentence to start from.
Wow. It's her own fault.
That really brings up, like, I almost started crying telling that story. Like, feeling stupid.
Aww.
That's what it... Oh, my God, I'm going to cry. What the fuck?
Life coaching win. Should we take a segment?
No, this is the best part. Oh my God. So, I have a deep fear of being thought of as stupid, even though I know I'm not.
No.
I know I'm very intelligent. My standardized testing has told me. And I'm really good at reading and writing. But when it comes to verbalizing things, I sound ditzy. Like, my whole life I've been afraid of sounding ditzy to the point where I decided to embrace it and just, like, forego my verbal personality entirely and just let that be ditzy as possible. Like,
wow.
Because it's like, it's so, to even admit that I care. Why am I crying?
Okay. Just let me know if you want me to pause it.
Oh, man. And one thing, like, when you and I fight, that always comes up. Not always, but I'll always tell you, like, don't talk to me like I'm stupid. And... I know that you don't think that I'm stupid, but I'm really...
Oh my gosh.
I guess wounded in being called stupid.
Uh-huh.
And, like, because I can't verbally defend myself.
Right. Because you've been scrutinized your whole life for every single breath that you breathed.
So I just totally gave up on having a verbal ability to argue, and I will always roll over and play dead to go back to the beginning of the fun show, because you have to die to live. True. But I will always let someone win verbally, or like not even fight for my, I won't even stand up for myself, like, because then someone could call me stupid, which I know I'm not, and that's the thing that's so bothersome, is that I don't know how to verbally look not stupid when I know I'm not. So I had to go and make the ditziest, new agiest YouTube content channel I could, so that no one could criticize it, because you don't know. And that's why I'm into the spirituality and the occult, because it's the only thing I can claim I know about. Because I can just make it up.
I don't really know what to say. But I think we should take a break.
Fox Force 5 in the mix on Shady Pines Radio, Thursdays, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Spinning the freshest underground electronic dance music. Enjoy live DJ mixes ranging from house music, techno, bass music, drum and bass, hip-hop, and everything in between. Tune in online or on the app and join the community. www.shadypinesradio.com.
Welcome back to the fun show. What I said about spirituality, I didn't mean to talk down about it. That was a joke.
I thought you were dead serious.
I mean, in a way, I'm sure, but I do actually believe what I say. And I just wanted to say that I do know that my sensitivity is a form of intelligence, that it's just not the... It's just not the norm. I don't know.
Yeah. A lot came up there, and I'm not sure if I should change the subject or if we should talk about any. I mean, we could definitely... I guess I'm not really sure how to respond,
since I'm just talking about myself.
Like, what do you do? what do you do in life coaching when someone like starts crying, having a breakthrough?
Just keep asking them questions. And how do you feel? That was really eye opening. That I never tried to get better at storytelling because I didn't want the risk of, being called stupid, being hurt, being criticized.
Yeah, I guess thinking about going back to the way that you're, like, on when you're
talking. And when you say on, it's actually a protective shell.
Yeah. Yeah, you have your shell on. I know what you mean. But it's like, I don't know, it's like you're afraid to be yourself, you know? Or, like, I know, especially around him, and it's like, I now understand that more, that that's a shell, but it's like, well, I don't want to, you know, like, fuck that, you know? You shouldn't have to put on a protective shell. Like, I'm me, and if you don't like what's here, then that's on you. That's not my problem.
Yeah,
and this is the way I'm telling the story, and this is the way I experienced it, and if you don't like it, say something.
Yeah, that is who I am more and more every day, giving no fucks.
Yeah.
I know. I know that I take that tone with him, but I didn't realize I was taking that into the fun show. But now that I'm better at storytelling and joke telling, it's no longer a thing.
No, it isn't.
And now that I know that, it just brings up so much, like, childhood drama about mm-hmm. how I was treated, how my mom was treated. Mm-hmm. Like, it just it brings up a lot that I now understand is influencing my performance.
Of course.
So, but I'm making a conscious choice to be a good storyteller and to not care about what people are thinking about what I'm saying.
Yeah, and just be yourself.
Yeah, and, like, that's what I'm trying to say, like, with the spirituality or the sensitivity thing. Like, I know I'm perfectly capable of accessing something above and beyond what anyone would think is an intelligent story or a good joke.
Right.
You know, like, I have access to God. I have it on speed dial. You know, like, I don't need to be thinking about your stupid, basic ass criticism.
Me.
Anyone. No, anyone. Just it's like choosing to be on a level that I don't even exist on.
Right.
So I don't perform well on that right. level because I don't live there.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I don't live.
You have to come out of your vortex.
Oh man. Oh, thanks for listening to the fun show.
Hey, this has been a lot of fun.
It's been very enlightening for me. I love talking about
me
myself.
Too.
I learned a lot. And now that I ignore the microphone and I just tell you
yes,
the stories.
The perennial, what is it, realization?
Perennial epiphany. Don't even think about the mic being there. Oh, man, what other story can I tell you real quick?
SchoolOfLifeDesign.com/magical library. One time I went there, and I clicked sign up, and I logged in, and I had access to all of these materials, seemingly infinite materials, mind training exercises.
That reminds me. Okay, the first thing is, if you're a Magical Library subscriber and you've downloaded the Beyond Manifestation Journal, we have since re-uploaded new files 2 days ago on Monday night. So if you want
someone could listen to this anytime. They're not going to know what Monday night was.
Well, if they listen to it live on Saturday, they're going to know. Anyway, there's a new version of the Beyond Manifestation Journal up that's got a lot of corrections if you want the freshest file. But that reminds me, Kelly just read this book called The Night Circus, and she told me this wonderful quote about magic that was in it that applied to the magic of the book.
Author. I didn't know you were going to bring it up, or else I would have said the author.
Well, just look up The Night Circus. And so it's this great quote, and I'll just be scrolling through my phone.
Yep, I'll just be sitting here narrating her doing it.
And, okay, it's under pictures folder. Magic, the man in the gray suit repeats, turning the word in his laugh into a laugh. This is not magic. This is the way the world is. Only very few people take the time to stop and note it. Look around you, he says, waving a hand at the surrounding tables. Not a one of them even has an inkling of the things that are possible in this world. And what's worse is none of them would listen if you attempted to enlighten them. They want to believe that magic is nothing but clever deception, because to think it real would keep them up at night, afraid of their own existence. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I love that. You brought that onto the fun show.
That really resonated with me because my best, highest form of intelligence is my magic, and I never need to trifle with what I perceive someone else is judging my intelligence on.
Exactly. And anyone that's judging someone else's intelligence right there, what does that tell you?
This has been the fun show.
This has been really fun.
We're so glad that you also live the magic life and you don't care about what people think of you when you tell stories. And I'm really glad that we all know what a paragraph is now.
You don't know that.
Well, a paragraph is just like the next, like if you're on a page, it's how the sentences are organized. And a paragraph, you'll know it by an indentation or it skips a line.
Okay, good to know. This has been a fun show.
Someone should have told me that.
Right? It's your teacher's fault.
Schooloflifedesign.com, Shady Pines
we
Radio.
We as teachers would never let that happen to you.
You're right.
You can trust us.
Schooloflifedesign.com. Thanks for listening to our paragraphs.